Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting live right here from the courtyard in Old Town Pasadena. This is Disco. You are listening to the Disco Show.
If you want to call in, you can. 714-888-7437. If you want to catch up on all the archived episodes, which this one will soon become, you can at www.blogtalkradio.com/discoministries. Finally, Monica, let's do this like James Brown status. You need to introduce the man.
The amazing.
The dude in the leather jacket tonight.
Yeah, the amazing leather jacket.
Incredibly late all the time.
Last minute, Larry.
Larry!
And the able Nieto.
Oh, gosh, what a Nieto. How you doing, dude?
Doing all right.
What's going on, man?
Speechless.
Speechless.
Now we know how to
shut him up.
Monica? It's amazing because I've been trying to do it for 2 years.
Do you have your tablet ready? Can you write that down?
Yeah.
How do you get
able to shut up?
Smother him with love.
You're an amazing.
Are you having a great day or what, babe?
Yeah.
Are you having a great year?
Yeah, I've just been laying around.
Yeah, do you like this year better than last year?
I don't think you do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
What do you know?
That's cool.
Let's talk about it.
New beginning.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah. The change is good. It's exciting.
Changes.
Yeah.
I get upset when I eat more than 20 grams of sugar a day.
Come on, Abe. Just turn and face the world.
That's not a lot from what I hear. 20 grams of sugar a day is not a lot, but to me it seems like a lot.
Speaking of 20 grams of sugar.
Considering the fact that your bowl of cereal probably has 15 grams.
Abe, you need to switch over to this.
I've been eating pops.
Pops? Just
corn pops.
And what? And how
it's
much
got
pops?
nine
See,
grams of sugar.
I would have never thought.
All right.
That.
No, it's very lightly.
What would you say, Abel? I am holding a drink in my hand.
How much sugar
would you say was in this tall can?
40 grams.
25 grams of sugar.
All right. A message from our sponsors. I am holding in my hand a Tropical Explosion flavored Golden Phoenix energy drink. One of my all-time favorite come-ups of 2014. Anyways, you read for yourself. I don't know. Can you read that?
Just read it.
Okay. So there's two servings per container. And right there, sugars at 7
sugar.
Grams.
Oh, so that's 14 grams of sugar.
Can?
Both of you were over.
Yeah,
so you need to switch over to this. One of these is less than a can of, like, Pepsi, dude. So you need to...
I said 14, okay?
We need to get you a bunch of Golden Phoenixes. If you want to stick to your sugar intake reduction.
15, maybe?
We're going to get this live. Okay, I'm going to put my phone up to the can. You can hear it. Here we go. The magic. All right, I'm going to take a sip of it for the sponsors.
This man is really good, by the way.
All right, it wasn't a sip. I gulped it. It's amazing. Tropical Explosion. What's up? We got 6ix9ine in the house. You want to take a waterfall of that? You want to try it, 6ix9ine?
No, I'm cool.
All right. You can smell it.
Smell that.
Mm. Yeah.
Man.
Amazing, right?
Yeah, that's some shit right there.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't mean
to cut. No, it's a internet show. So
okay.
And I found out I can now, once I get my butt working and, you know, on point, regarding the podcast, I can go back and edit it out, so don't worry. Yeah. I have a lot of able to edit out. Yeah. So just let it fly for now. I want it to be natural, you know. All right, Abe, back to you, babe. What's up, dog?
I don't know. Who the fuck are those guys?
I don't know.
Why don't you go see where they're going?
Let's do some investigation. We got Jurassic Shark on stage. Oh. They're doing something tonight.
Where'd they go?
They're right there around the corner.
Sorry, I was talking to the bathroom.
aren't they about to open up that establishment that
yeah, but they're over by the barber. All right, Abe. So, like,
you got some fire?
You got any goals for 2015?
Yeah.
Goals?
Goals.
Goals.
Plans, dreams.
Yeah. Not smoke anymore.
Try not to smoke. Attaboy. All right, man. Well, yeah.
Sugar.
Anything I can do to help you out with that, I'll,
yeah,
you know.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow, helping you not smoke. So.
I have
I'm pretty busy tomorrow, but you need to open some stuff because I have a truck.
That's right.
Okay.
So what happened? Are you losing your storage space?
Yeah. Sucks.
So what do you even use out your physical
equipment? Is there a date?
I'll find somewhere to put it. Don't you worry about that.
Wait,
my locker in that where that dumpster area is. The mechanism, the actual handle with the key.
Yeah.
I feel that if somebody who's heavy enough put all this pressure on it could break it.
That's not good.
And I'm thinking about just taking those things out and putting a chain with the lock through there. Through the two holes.
Yeah. Just busting out and locking down or something. Did you like that, Monica? You had a little grin right there.
Huh? Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
It's good.
Like, what? Anyway.
I'm sorry, I'm a little...
Well, that's all right. Big shout out to Golden Phoenix. Hooking it up. At least I'm on point, focus-wise. So, Abe, you were telling me the other day that you have a new track or something?
Yeah, I've been mixing.
All right, so tell me, let's expand upon that.
I'm curious about your new track.
I've been mixing, been putting mixes together of other artists. Going back to my DJ roots.
All right, Mixmaster Larry, what are you talking about? What? What's in the crates, dog?
Old with the new. With the rock and roll, with the soul.
The good old rock and roll soul.
Rock and roll, the Beatles with the Public Enemy.
That's kind of like a mashup kind of thing.
And this.
Wow.
Beatles, Massive Attack, and... Public Enemy.
Wow.
It sounds really good.
You mean great. Don't say good anymore. Say great.
Aaron liked it.
Say it again.
I played it on...
Say it again and replace good. It sounds...
It's great. Aaron played... Let me play on Thursday night.
Oh, really?
All right.
Yeah, he said it was good.
So you had all of them, right?
Yeah,
already...
people were tripping on it. They were.
You can bet, because I remember you bought the Beatles song, right? And then I think later on you bought Public Enemy? Well, anyway, I noticed that you had all of those songs.
And I have a Boss loop station. I'm going to start.
No way.
I'm going to use it to loop some parts of some songs so I can have them constantly going in the background.
Cool.
Because right now, this application I have, it won't let me just roll a loop of the song. For some reason, I can't figure it out.
It gets loopy on you?
But I have another app.
No,
and
that's another song.
You know, I want a loop.
You want a loop with Monica? A loop?
A loop.
Is that how they say it in Canada?
Yeah.
You know, don't you know, we loop.
I want a loop, you know, those things that you look at diamonds and shit with.
No.
Oh, loop,
right, Doug?
Okay, so I just want to say for all of the disco fans, me and Abel are just friends.
Oh, baby, you!
That sounds so
good. Baby's just the best. No?
No, it's better that way. It's better
all right.
That way.
No, but let's all be mature about this.
Yeah.
This is a great topic.
I mean, this is what I'm saying. Like, I think
right
that,
now.
You know.
We're all adults here.
Yes, we are all
you're walking
adults
away
here
as friends.
We
you're
are.
You're talking.
Absolutely.
It didn't get messy or
I
too messy.
Because I care about him. And
Abel
I'm
might
grateful,
have messed himself.
I'm grateful for all of the adventures.
The good times.
Of course. Right. I would never trade that.
So, official for the disco show.
We are friends.
All our little huts.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
It ain't over. Cause baby, it ain't over till
Well, maybe it's over, but...
I don't even leave her in the fort, so not leave, and then I come back, and she'd still be sleeping there.
Hey, now.
Yeah. And then those are good things that we can,
look back
we
upon.
Share that.
It was great time.
It was a part of my life.
A great part of your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Now she knows what to do if she ever ends up on the street. She's got a
street savvy.
Yeah.
She's street certified.
Yeah. And I also am very aware of the homeless population and
who to avoid.
And who to avoid and who to talk to.
Who to hit up or stuff.
Exactly. If need be, but, you know, we all want to be good, you know. But I am very grateful for spending time with Abel.
Oh.
He's a good person.
Yeah, me too. I never spooned with him, but yeah.
And he's
we've gotten
a
close
really
over
good
the
spooner.
Years. He's a good spooner.
Yeah.
Yeah, snuggies.
Yeah,
let's get to all right.
Yeah, okay. See, that is the thing, right?
Uh-oh.
That'll never change.
Oh, shoot.
That's nice. But, you know, I am spreading my wings and doing my own thing.
Yeah.
So all
right. Well,
eventually it's all going to stop.
Let's pretend like Abel's not here. Let's go down the list. Point-wise, scale-wise, 1 to 10. So spooning's a 10. Spooning's a 10.
Abel's the best spooner.
Ooh.
Jay Spooner.
Hands down.
We should call him Last Minute Spooner.
Hands down, Abel's the best.
Go to school with a guy named Jay Spooner.
Yeah.
How about back rubs?
I think I was the back rubber, so
selfishness is way up.
Yeah, but Abel, I rubbed your back more than you rubbed my back.
What?
No, not really.
No, it's
I
true.
Back all the time.
I don't want to start anything, guys. moving on.
No, but really, what it comes down to,
you're just talking about the big rubs. Okay?
Let's.
I used to fish out all kinds of little rocks.
Hold on. Let me check this bag off. Hold on. They got one more. What's up, Eddie? How you doing? Get down for the West Coast. Good job, buddy. Okay. Getting back to you. Okay, let's get to important stuff.
Okay, no, but what it comes down to
is did you feel loved?
I did. I did feel loved.
Okay,
and Abel is very...
protective?
Very nice. And,
okay, so he's nice.
And I do love him, and I will miss the time.
So
reciprocation's
good.
But I'm grateful for the time that we spent together. Absolutely.
Wow,
I would never
okay.
trade it for anything. It was... I'm glad. I'm very glad
I
that
say,
I know you.
This is the most cliche song of 2014.
It's over, that song.
Yeah, anyways.
Is it?
The song that she sings at the end.
I will always love you, Abel.
Oh. I think me too, but not in that kind of way. We don't spoon. I'm not that kind of
really
girl.
But you're really good at it.
Even if you're good at it, Abe, I'm not going to test those waters.
I'm good with walking with a spoon in my mouth with a hard-boiled egg on it.
Wow.
Like at the country fair.
I think there's a contest for it, yeah. Why don't you enter in it?
I'm good at that, yeah. Spooner.
All right. Well, on all those great notes, and this is 6ix9ine certified.
No doubt.
Yeah, 6ix9ine certified.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's my boy right there.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to play some bumper music, and this song is called It's Gonna Be a Lovely Day. But it won't. Unless we put the love into it. So here you go. Dedicated to all those lovely people out there. 6ix9ine, the Abel Nieto, Monica, Big Eddie, Jurassic Shark, and beyond. From the Disco Show, big shout out. It's dedicated to you, baby. Here at the Old Town Club. All right, here we go. We got Nikki in the house. How you doing, Nikki? You wanna?
I hate everybody tonight.
Give a shout out, yeah.
Except for disco.
You know, that's a cool country song by George Strait. I hate everything. Mm-hmm. Look it up. It's pretty good. It's sad though. It's like I hate. I hate my house. I hate my life. If it weren't for my two kids, I'd hate my ex-wife.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. But it turns out good, you know. But he's a stud. Dang. Gosh dang. Anyways. Yeah, Google that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good night, bro. Big Eddie in the house. Keeping everyone safe. All those people you hate safe.
Yeah. They're the worst.
Yeah.
Absolute worst.
Wow.
All my brothers.
Your listeners can't see, but Disco's wet from the floor up to almost his knees.
Yeah, I had a little accident. I'm so excited tonight to just be done with this week that
he missed.
Yeah, it's just. And I brought my 90s baggy pants, my baggy jeans,
yep,
with the slits on the side so I could skate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah, so that's good. But I got, you know, the soaked Vans now, and. But I can't even tell I'm having such a good time.
That's
jammer here.
Someone should have a good time.
Did you throw this one in the mix? Is DJ Nicolicious in the mix?
Yeah.
Cool. Sounds good.
Cat.
Yeah. For booking, anyways. Oh, we got dancers right out here at the courtyard. Look at this. Dancing in the rain. That's what I'm talking about. We got a lady with a red and black lumberjack on. That's what I'm talking about. Such a cool night. All right, Nikki. Go get him, Tiger. Go get him. Yeah, yeah. Goodbye. Okay. Tip those bartenders. Nikki. We're going inside. Sorry, it's in between bands. We'll help. Hey, what's up? Right, there you go. Now I'm going to back. What's up, dude? Doctor. Sample. What's up, dude? Good, how are you doing? Yeah, you doing your dance tonight?
One of them tied up, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, good stuff to me. Abel and Monica, Eddie, we should have a love advice show, and all your answers still remain the same. Yeah. What do you think? Do you think Abel and, do you think Abel and Monica will get back together?
No.
It's a negatory decision.
Get over.
Yeah, that's it. That's too bad. Where did Abel go anyway? Let me get my golden fetus. Let's figure this out.
Hey, come on, come on. I got my heart jumping.
find Abel. I don't know what happened to Abel. He slipped out somewhere. Hey, Monica, where did Abel go?
He went to go get an umbrella from me, from Barney.
He ditched the show for an umbrella?
He kicked into the curb, man. He 86 dude.
What's up with that?
I don't know, man.
I don't even know what to say. I don't really feel hurt, but I mean, maybe we smothered him with way too much love tonight. And he just had to duck out. He started blushing and was like, I gotta go.
What's right?
I like this song right here. Anyways.
So,
yeah.
And I know that this is. Okay, I'm just going to say it. I'm happy because I met somebody that I know that everybody knows.
Oh.
And I told Abel about it because I wanted it to come from me.
Okay.
As opposed to room and window.
Okay.
But I'm all Doug Goldstein.
Oh.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
He's a scholar and a gentleman.
I know, right?
You're on a streak now.
He's
Abel, the scholar and gentleman.
Pretty amazing.
And now you're on a
streak. I'm just saying, you know, like.
You gotta say great.
Yeah. Yeah.
His beard is great.
Yeah.
His intellect is great.
That's, I know, right?
Have you spooned yet? Now that Abel's not here.
Yes. Goldstein is a very nice Jew.
Oh! Well, I guess well put. However it was put, but... Yeah, it doesn't matter what you are, I mean...
No, but warm. I mean, I like the fact
you're
that...
warm.
I like
gosh
the
dang it. It might just work out.
I like the fact that he's Jewish.
Yeah, that's kind of hot.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But anyway, the real point is that I told Abel about it before he could hear it from anybody else.
That's good.
Because I didn't want...
Kind of manned up and just...
Yeah, I wanted him to know that, you know, because I know what it's like to have to hear secondhand information.
Yeah, it kind of hurts.
And
stinks a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit more, maybe. It probably stinks.
Yeah. But I felt like Abel understood because he was just like... It made sense to him?
Yeah. Well, you know, believe in the words of DJ Quick, if it don't make dollars,
don't make sense.
Yeah. 6ix9ine knows. He knows what's up. People will say stuff, and then I'll quote a song randomly, and he'll finish the line for me. Clicks like that. That's what I like about him. And, dude, this is one of the few nights me and 6ix9ine are together.
Yeah.
And Abel's actually here.
Thank you.
Only, the
he's
main,
always missing an action.
Yeah, the main thing me and 6ix9ine say to each other.
Where's Abel?
Sometimes we say it
he's
exactly at
Abel.
The same time. Hey, man, you seen Abel?
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, man, I was just going to ask you the same thing.
Yeah.
You know. And it's fun. It's good fun.
Yeah.
It's like hide-and-seek Abel rotation.
Yeah. We go way back.
Yeah. As we go a little something like this. See that?
Huh.
Man, this is a jam right here. I like this. I haven't heard this one in a minute. I'm going to be right back. I'm going to get this on the Cisco show a little clear. I'm going to walk on into the pub.
That's early.
Hey, do you guys got a website?
Got a Facebook page.
Facebook? What is it?
Wild Wing.
Just Wild, like Facebook/Wild Wing?
Yeah, it's Facebook/WhoIsWildWing. If you look it up on Facebook.
Oh, we've got a Bandcamp, too.
Bandcamp?
That's probably easy to find.
Cool.
We're hard to find on Facebook because of the chicken joint.
Oh. Yeah. Ever been there?
Nah, actually.
I've never been there. Do you want me to try to book you guys a show there? Just
oh, yeah.
Halfway?
I'd like to do a tour of all the Wild Wings across.
Pull in their promotions.
Yeah.
Why not?
That's what we're trying to
they
do.
Don't
why don't we work together?
Space for bands.
You make space in the parking lot.
That's true.
It's called Harbor Freight and Tool Gas Generator.
That's genius.
Okay, yeah. Just watch the waters. The base usually pulls the most.
We'll get paid in Wild Wings.
Hey, I'm down with that.
Better than we ever get paid.
They better be good. I've never had them.
Yeah. All right, good set tonight, guys.
Thank you. Good stuff.
Get off there. I love this song, dude. You like this song? DJ Nicholas, it's in the mix. Nikki.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, playing her stuff. I like this stuff. Come on, yeah, everybody just dancing everywhere. Courtyard, inside, outside. Karaoke. Kind of weird, but apparently he's pretty good. Have you ever heard Abel do karaoke?
I have never heard Abel do karaoke.
Okay, not to get off topic, but I mean.
Yeah.
All right,
but
back,
I would like to.
Back to the Goldstein.
Heard that,
the Goldstein.
Back to Goldstein. Okay, so here's the thing. It's really funny. I was talking to Nikki, and she was just like, you should write down the characteristics of people that you want to be in a relationship with. And I was like, wow, that's really awesome. Maybe I should do that.
Right.
And I later on met up with Goldstein, and I feel like Goldstein is like the thing, right? If I was going to write down a list of the characteristics of people I wanted to be in a relationship, it would just say Goldstein.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's heavy right there.
He's really nice.
That's nice.
And
because they're great.
Yeah, it's great. It's actually really great because
great.
I remember, okay, no disrespect to Abel, but I remember the first time I met Goldstein, and then I introduced him to Abel, and Goldstein said, you're a very lucky man.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Moving in from the get-go. Hello. Watch it. You need to watch him 6 nights around any of your lady friends. Okay, he'll pull him from you. He'll be like, oh, you didn't want that card? He did. Okay, that's my card now. And look, flush. Hello. Good morning.
That was a year ago, so.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, I'm grateful because I had no idea. I thought that he was being nice to me.
Yeah.
Because of previous conversations.
Right.
And then I realized not just being nice to me. Seeds were planted.
Oh,
seeds were planted.
That's great. You know what? That's funny because you know what the last song, my last bumper music song is called?
What? Tell me, please.
Pennies from Heaven.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
The way I look at it,
fire?
The blessings that we receive sometimes come like a penny at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And when we don't appreciate it because it's one penny at a time, sometimes we get one penny in like a long span.
Yeah.
And then 10 bucks.
Have you ever heard of Melvina Reynolds?
Sure.
She was responsible for the Weeds theme song.
Yeah.
You know, the Ticky Tacky. Right. Well, anyway, she was also famous for the song about the magic honey. And
oh, wow.
She said, love is something if you give it away. If you give it away. And she's making this analogous to a penny. Like, give a penny, get it back. And that's how love works.
That's how good love is. That's how love goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, on that note, we're going to end this lovely, great episode. Thanks, Monica, for just letting it all out and doing all that. And setting the record straight so we know not to ask any awkward questions or put you in an awkward position. And 6ix9ine, thank you.
No
for
doubt.
For always backing me up.
No doubt. Peace out.
Man, dude.
Peace
man,
out.
Thanks for everything
you
do.
We'll be down Bronx in the house.
You know what? Yeah, Bronx is in the house. You need a tour guide. You take 6ix9ine out there. He'll take good care of you. He's out here right now. He'll take good care of you. All right, Ed. You want to say goodnight to the babes? Good night. All right. To all the listeners out there, thank you for listening. So the next episode is Difficult Pictures. Signing off.
And all the people.